Mimi.
I'm studying one-celled organisms to try and find the neurochemicals that lead to the feeling of shame.
What would a one-celled organism have to be embarrassed about?
The same as all of us, getting out of a car without underwear.
Speaking of underwear, I have some interesting news.
Okay, if it's sometimes Howie wears yours, Leonard already told us.
He was being funny. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, I was asked to be a part of a magazine article about the 50 sexiest female scientists in California. Isn't that cool?
I think it's awful.
Why would you say that?
Bernadette is a successful microbiologist. She should be celebrated for her achievements, not her looks. I mean, what kind of message does that send?
I think the message is check out the rack on that scientist.
Why can't someone be thought of as both smart and pretty?
I just don't think a professional woman should have to flaunt her sexuality in order to get ahead.
Okay, what's the big deal? Look, if it helps you make a sale with a position, I don't think it hurts to flirt a little. I mean, laugh at their joke, touch their arm, maybe crank up the AC in the car beforehand, you know, to wake up the girls.
Maybe it's different in the world of sales, but it's already hard enough for women to be taken seriously in science.
Kind of excited about the article, but now you're making me feel bad.
No, I think you should do whatever you want. You know, maybe if fashion magazines had female scientists in them, I would have become a theoretical physicist.